Hey guys, before we begin today's episode, today's video is in partnership with SeatGeek. I am so excited to see BTS in New Jersey in a few months. That day is going to be legendary. There are so many artists going on tour right now. Bruno Mars, Ariana Grande, BTS, and Hypen, etc, etc. And with over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. Throughout all the years of me being a fanboy, SeatGeek has been what's made all my experiences possible with K-pop concerts, girly pop concerts, you name it. I truly believe that SeatGeek has your back. With each ticket rated on a scale of 1 to 10, you know when you're getting a good deal. Just look for green dots. Green means good, red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. So, for you guys, I'm super excited to announce that I finally have a code with SeatGeek. Ah! Use code Clarence10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off the price for your favorite boy group or girl group show with promo code Clarence10. And to make it even easier, let's say you guys don't even have a concert that you need to go to right now. You can click the link in my description so that the code is automatically applied to your account for your next purchase. So, I will see you guys at the concert. Thank you, SeatGeek, for partnering with me on today's episode. I want to sit on it to this song. Raise your hand if you want to sit on it to Ariana x Britney Spears. My mayor Muslim. My bagel's Jewish. I sit the fuck on gay guys. Nick said five.
Clarence Angel.
The way it doesn't rhyme.
Girl, run to walk to a slant rhyme. What do you know about a slant rhyme?
Okay. What is that?
You don't know what slant rhyme is?
Slant rhyme.
Slant rhyme. Hat and cap are slant rhymes.
Oh, like it's
closed. Oh, like
It's when you, it's when it rhymes and you're like, meh, you slant.
like shit and kick.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Alcheska.
And you can hit this you're watching
Asian Glow Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Angel Podcast. Today, you just by clicking on the video, I just want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you okay?
And are you gay?
Because the answer should be yes.
To both.
Because it's Pride
Happy
Month.
Happy Pride Month, everyone!
Bend that back like a rainbow arch and take it like a pipe with a, like a pipe. And run your, run, don't walk to TJ Maxx today for a BJ Maxx now.
I love TJ Maxx, girl. Speaking of TJ Maxx, happy Pride Month to all my bi girls who have boyfriends. See you all, and I see you all in TJ Maxx.
And you know what? Like, bi girls with boyfriends is kind of, it's like almost like spoon and fork found in kitchen. Like, it's normal.
Who's the most ally brand? Target.
Adam and Eve.
Okay, but like, Spencer's.
Hell, Spencer's is almost so ally that it swings like questionably homophobic.
Yeah, because whenever people walk in there, they're like, oh my god,
like the shirt that says
I need
like,
to start voting red, this is fucking crazy, this place needs to shut down, fuck.
I would say the antonym of a chapel is the back quarter,
the back room of Spencer's.
The back quarter of Spencer's is a chapel's nightmare.
I was so close to buying like a lollipop there when I was a kid,
but it was a day.
Yeah, and I showed my dad, I was like, I want a lollipop, and to shut me up, he was like, sure, let's buy it. Then he was like, he's like, this is a
maybe, you know,
and
what?
Then he said, get me one.
You know what, if my kid was questionably gay, or questionably like, if my kid was like, I think I'm kind of gay, I'd buy him a gay day lollipop to get him just like to just finish the deed. Like, let's get gay today.
Oh, you're encouraging him.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay, well, let's test it
here, suck on it. Is that what you're trying to
yeah
encourage?
I'll be like, Alexa, buy day lollipop. Dear lollipop.
When Polly Pocket, it likes a lot of people.
Who's Polly and why is she Pocket?
10 individually wrapped suckers. And can be delivered today. Want to grab this one or check out another
one? Run, don't walk today to buy 10
no,
suckers.
No, Alexa,
to buy 10
no,
suckers.
I don't want the dear lollipop.
To buy 10 suckers individually wrapped.
Me at 11 p.m., Alexa's like, reminder, did you still want to buy that dear lollipop? That's on some touch deprived shit.
That's touch deprived, or it's girls going to setting up for a bachelorette.
And you know
that's
what?
That's what I'm fucking saying. Like,
that's
the
fucking energy.
No, no, the
bitch,
bachelorette.
When you get married,
no, I need dear lollipops
at your party.
The bachelorette parties that always have penis straws, that have penis balloons, that have penis hats. Like, invite me.
I was about to say, are you about to be mad? Welcome back. We're gonna do some gay shit today. Happy Pride. Welcome to the Pride
Happy
special
Pride
episode.
Month, everyone.
Shall we? Or Ooh. Wait, maybe goon we? Gay we? We shall, gays.
Shall we? We didn't even say it.
We shall.
think that's good.
Okay, New York is lit as fuck
yes.
right
okay,
now.
Okay, guys, dicks in dive.
Dicks out.
Dicks in five. Okay. Let's just address the haters right now. I bandwagoned.
Yeah, I keep seeing all these TikToks of people being like, all you New York transplants, I hope y'all are having fucking fun celebrating. And I'm like, yeah.
And you know what? All y'all bitches that are like, you're a fucking Spurs fan, I was never.
Really? Didn't you go to a Spurs game though?
For school.
Oh,
that we got that
yeah.
was free.
Yeah.
And they lost.
Nobody was paid.
But I was always a Lakers fan.
I've seen statistics.
Which makes me like even worse, actually.
I saw someone run the fucking numbers and they were like, actually, statistically, Spurs should have won every single
game.
Like
95%.
Yes, 95%. The lowest percentage that they had was like 73%. And I was like, that's still over 50%.
Okay, guys, like actually,
so
stick
against
with us for
all
like
fucking odds.
30 straight man seconds. That the Knicks games were like one of the happiest moments of my fucking life.
It was really a united front.
I learned like the lore of it all. It's like the Knicks are the only team that is not really divided in New York. Because like there's the Mets and the Giants and then there's the Yankees and there's like all these different things. But the Knicks is like everyone likes the Knicks.
Is there another basketball
there was team? There's another team called the Nets, or the Brooklyn Nets. But historically they were the New Jersey Nets.
Oh, okay.
So then historically there's no ties to New York because it's Jersey. So unfortunately no one really cares too much about the Brooklyn Nets, what I've learned. Straight people facts.
But I see all of the Brooklyn Net, like the dancers. They're so famous on TikTok. Like
the Brooklyn
I love
Nets.
Those bitches. I love those bitches bad.
Bitches,
the Brooklyn.
Those bitch asses.
I love those bitch asses.
The Brooklyn bitch asses. It was fun. Here's what I have to say. I recently had a friend from Texas come in for the weekend, and she was literally like, what the fuck are you doing rooting for the fucking Knicks? Like, you're fake as fuck.
Was it Tracy?
It was Tracy. And then I literally was like,
Tracy
I was like,
been locked in.
Here's what I said. I said, Tracy, it took New York a whopping 2 weeks to accept my full human being and soul, and it took and I gave Texas 11 years and it didn't happen. So like I'm gonna root for the city that has accepted my soul.
Damn, you said you
goes,
said that to her.
And you know what she says? Oh, gagged at the fucking spotlight. She goes, was your friend's love not enough? And I said, oh, you were right, it was, but not enough to like the Spurs. So anyways, so I was like, maybe if Texas like me, I would have liked the Spurs back. But
I don't know. I'm just like, what the fuck ever. It just feels fun to be in a city that won the championship. No,
I love being a winner.
My brother FaceTimed me when they like won, and he was at like a bar or whatever, and he was with all his friends. They were all like trailing behind him, and then me and Griffin answer the FaceTime, and then we start singing fucking, what are we singing? Start spreading the news. I'll leave it to that. And all his friends were like, fuck you. And I was like, oh my God. They were pretty mad.
It really didn't matter in the end, because in the end, like, the Spurs should have won every game. So like in the end, y'all, like, it really was y'all's fault.
Right.
Spurs?
Right. More like
hurl. Because I'm going to hurl if I was a Spurs fan and lost a 29-point lead. y'all really, did y'all believe that we were going to get that comeback?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, really?
For sure.
No, and that's how we know we're both delusional.
I was watching and I was like, no way. And then I got back on and I was like.
Yeah. It was so T Boots. Yeah.
The game was so T Boots. The Knicks are so fucking Gagarina. And then Jalen Brunson's dad is the assistant coach who was in the last finals game. Oh my god, that's like some fucking Rachel Berry to fucking Idina Menzel shit.
Like great casting on that one. It was really good casting.
It was some Godfather shit.
It really was.
I had a time. I bought a shirt. Y'all are gonna be mad, but guess what? I'm still staying true to myself
because it got sparkles on it. Where'd you buy that shirt?
I got it in Bryant Park. It had sparkles on it, and I was like,
"How much was it?"
It was $20.
Oh my god.
It was $20, and I gave him a little head for it too. Cause go Knicks.
Oh, you just threw that one in for free?
Yeah. And then did you know that there were pre-rolls in New York going for half off if you were gay and a Knicks fan?
What? How did you have to prove you were gay? You had to kiss or something?
I kind of...
They just told on vibes? They said, ooh, now you want a pre-roll?
No. Like, actually, now that you say it, I think he did look me up and down and didn't ask a single question.
Oh. Well, the happy pride to him, too. Like, he has a great gaydar.
Like, is it that obvious? Y'all, I thought I was giving trade.
He's like, is it obvious? And you're like, can I please have a shirt?
Is it obvious? And my sleeves are rolled up. Is it obvious that I have the Joe Sugg roll up sleeves?
You have the Joe Sugg rolled up sleeves and the fucking Tyler Oakley rolled up pants.
With gay on the topic, we're going to move forward with today's main objective of the podcast. And Alcheska actually has no idea what's going on. So the general vibe for today is it's our Pride special. Okay.
Giving K-pop boy groups a gay score, Pride Month special.
Yes. So
this is so graphic design is my passion. No,
exactly. So we're
passion,
gonna
PASHUN.
It matches our rebrand.
Right. You know what? That should actually be up here.
Giving K-pop boy groups a gay score.
Yeah. That's like that needs to go right here.
Yeah. I like the way you slapped that. It was like quite.
Thank you.
It was quite. It's nice. It
had
feels
lots of practice
good.
Recently. Wait, not recently.
Hey, safe space, are you a spanker? Don't answer that. I can't. I'm gonna throw up.
I'm
gonna. Okay. I accept you, and you are loved.
Is that not like cool? Is that not hot to you guys?
No, of course it is, but I don't think I call myself the spanky. Hey, tonight, can I be the spanky? I do say I got spanketh'd.
Okay, whatever. That might be more socially acceptable because it's grammarly correct. But like
grammarly correct. So there are four categories I have for gayness.
Okay.
One is the concept itself. So that includes the group concept and the general vibes of the concept. Okay. Is it giving gay?
These are individual concepts because you know when groups do like...
Yeah, like just like the general vibe
oh,
we get
okay,
from them.
Okay.
Our gaydar, perhaps.
Yes.
Second is the fandom. Example would be Stray Kids fans are gay.
Are pretty gay. Yeah.
And then, so these two make up a total of 10.
Yes.
Because I think these can be situational, you know? The F to T member ratio is fruity to trade member ratio.
Oh, okay.
So fruity to trade means, I think you get it.
Of course I get it.
Audio listeners, you get it.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes up a total of 10 points because I think.
Oh, wow.
Because I think if there's more gay members and the strength in which one member is gay can impact the score of the total gayometer.
Oh, okay. So like one member could be giving one and then there could be another member that's like. 8.
But we know some groups that like one member is giving the strength and power of 3 gay guys.
Yeah. And then like a group, each individual person could be giving a score of like not really gay.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like let's say like 10 idols equals 1 Frankie Grande. You
That's
know what I'm saying?
Pretty gay.
Like Frankie Grande is worth 10 gay closeted Korean idols. Wouldn't you say? I would argue even more, actually.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Did you see his Knicks outfit? And was that gasp in solidarity? Or was that gasp? Was that gasp in solidarity or was that gasp in...
He looks like those inflatable things in front of car dealerships.
But if it was gay.
Those things are gay.
You know what? They do give a little bit of queer
those
energy.
Those things are 10,000% gay.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm a gay person. Oh, I'm a gay person.
You want to buy a car, huh?
Yeah, sit on this fucking car. Sit on this fucking car. Oh, yeah, you want that? Okay. The last category is authenticity, which is 10. To queerbait or to simply just like day. So, like, is the group to queerbait or do they just simply like day?
Yeah.
First group, let's start easy. 17.
The concept of 17.
1 to 5 in terms of gayness. I think
it's giving like.
Okay, let's say the same number.
Okay, one, two, three, four.
Okay, 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5.
I think their OG was so gay.
That's what I'm... Their debut song was so gay.
Yeah.
Shining down for me.
And then as it went on, it was like...
What?
It was like, gay. Yeah. I think 17's almost in the middle, but leans a little bit gir.
Okay, 3.5. That's pretty good.
Okay, for concept, we have 3.5 for 17. Yeah. Okay? For fandom...
Ooh, 1 to 5.
Three, two, one. You think they're equally gay and not?
I think there's a lot of
bisexual girls. Oh.
I think lots of bisexual girls love 17.
Actually, I think you are correct.
Because I've met maybe 4 in the past and they've all been gay. Like all bisexual. A little specifically.
Bisexual. With a boyfriend.
Yes.
So I would actually say 2.5, right? Wouldn't you say? Because
there's not many lesbians.
What group would get a 4? That would be like.
What group would get a 4?
I feel like that's like Stray Kids. And like 3 Stray What's Kids fans.
Oh,
5 is like, yeah.
Okay. 17.
17 is not close to Stray Kids in terms of gayness.
Are there a lot of gay men who like 17?
No.
No.
I feel like lots of
bisexual people love 17.
Lots of bisexual. So let's give it right in the middle.
2.5.
Because bisexual is technically right in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fruity to trade member ratio.
Okay, let's actually look at all of them. How many of them do you think give a little bit of gay energy? Don't say it yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to be counting on my hand.
1.
I'm going to be 2, counting on my hand. 8, 9.
4, 5. Oh, big on the 5.
I know exactly who you're talking about with the 5.
And I mean, like, Alcheska, you're certain. Like, there is certain gay energy there.
Okay. Okay, and then we're not counting how many gay energies there are in the group. It's out of 10, right? From Fruity to Trade.
Well, just like in this group, how many people are you getting gay energy from? Ready?
Oh, wait, we're giving each other the number of how many people.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, 7. Period. It's basic algebra. It's like algebra 1, maybe algebra 0. And you guys can figure out who we're talking about. And we can't possibly be talking about your bias.
This first row, come on.
First row is giving fucking RuPaul's All-Stars, bitch. 7 out of 13 of them are gay.
That's a pretty good score.
I feel like we should... But
I think that's like a...
I think we like should give 6. Them like a 6.5.
Yeah, 6.5.
Because one of them is really giving it. We got to add the 0.5.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Period. I'm there with you.
Okay,
authenticity of... To queerbait or to actually like day?
Wait, to queerbait is... 1.
So to queerbait is like, yeah, full queerbaiter, the fully straight that you know for a fact they're not gay is 1.
Oh.
Authenticity is like they are like gay to the core. I'm gay to the core.
I'm gay to the core.
I'm gay to the core.
I'm lesbian.
This hole is a whore.
That's a Disney Descendant song.
Descending on that day.
Descendant song.
Okay. What's your...
Okay, I have my number.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, 5.
6.
Okay, 5.5.
5.5. Okay.
Wait, we fucking ate.
Yeah, girl.
So then in the end, we're going to figure out who is like the gayest group.
Yes.
Okay. TXT.
Oh, we found it.
Okay, TXT.
The concept of TXT. On a scale of one to five for gayness?
Their concept is like, I like,
their concept is like, to me, it's
like a five.
It's like fairies in the forest. Like,
it's giving, it's like
fairies in the forest who like to kiss.
Yeah, no, actually, that's so true.
Their concept is every single music video they film at Pixie Hollow, girl. Like, yeah, they are literally members of Pixie Hollow.
Okay, yeah, so the concept, I think we have to give it
five. It's a five. Yeah. Fandom.
Okay, no, not fully, right? Would you agree? Because the girls are obsessed and they're not bi. They're Lollapalooza girls were not bi.
What, were they straight?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
When we went
to see them,
the girls are not bi. Moa is gay, but I wouldn't say all the girls. I think a manyth of them are straight and hetero.
But as they've evolved, I think there's more gay.
I was saying they've become more straight.
But the gay boys in there, the gay boys who are Moa,
I think so too.
But I think there's,
they're
lots
gayer
of
than 17 fans, undeniably.
And what, right? Do we give 17 like a 3.5, a 2.5?
Okay, I think we give them like a 4.
Okay, TXT gets a 4.
It's not a 5.
Do you it's agree? Not a 5.
Okay, period.
Fruity to trade member.
Okay. Okay, the thing is, two of them have both. They're fruity and trade.
Okay. Oh, then what's that numerically?
Oh my god, wait, did you fucking see? Let's ask the audience, did you see their story today?
No.
I screen recorded it because I was mind boggled that this even happened. Too bad, bitches. In that case,
fairy to trade member. Not fairy.
fruity to trade member ratio.
Fairy to trade member.
Well, girl, that would be like a full on, like, immediate, all of them.
Okay, so 10 is fruity.
Fruity to trade member
trade
ratio.
Trade is one.
I think there are like 3, 2, 1.
8.
9.
Oh.
Okay, 8.5. Let's do 8.5. And who's trade? Yeonjun.
Authenticity, how gay are they are?
One. Wait, two. But they do queerbait at times.
Oh. I have a number.
That video that we just watched. How much? I do have a number. Okay.
Three, on three.
2, 1. 6.5. Period.
6.5. Actually, can you do 6.75?
That might matter in the end, though. That might
matter. It will. It will. Yeah.
BTS. The concept of BTS.
Oh, wait, whoa. Because it's changed over the years, kind of.
Just in general. Average score. The concept of BTS.
I don't know. Right now, they're like,
I know what you're about to say. Okay, ready? My number? 3, 2, 1. 2.5.
2.5.
Boom. 2.5. Yeah. What was their gayest concept? Black Swan?
No.
What was their gayest concept?
I'm pretty sure it was the one where they're all dressed up in little schoolboy outfits. And little, like, red plaid ties and shit. That's where the picture of Taehyung came out, where he was like with a little spoon.
Yes,
like,
little bottom tail. Twink Taehyung.
Yeah. That's yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fandom. Okay. I have mine. Okay, 3, 2, 1, 2.
Three.
There's so many straight people in ARMY.
But then there's so, I just think that ARMY is so fucking big. There has to be some like dick suckers, some lesbian
lovers.
Well,
of course. I think the percentage of them compared to TXT, nowhere close.
Oh, and what do we get for TXT? Like four. A 4?
It's nowhere close to TXT for
let's
me.
Let's do a 2. Let's I do a two. 2. After thinking about it, let's do a 2. Okay, fruity to trade member ratio.
1.
Wait, no,
two,
I'm thinking. Wait, no. I'm thinking.
Okay.
Out of 10?
Out of 10, I got mine.
I have an answer too.
Okay.
One, two, three,
4.5. Oh. Yes, we ate. 4.25. That's like, that's so it.
Yeah, 4.25. Yeah, that's
it's not half.
It's not half in the slightest.
And then the thing is, they don't queerbait.
No, they don't. They don't queerbait at all. They're like,
they don't queerbait.
Sometimes they're like revolted authentic. By each other. Yeah.
But there is an energy of there is some disa in there. Okay, so I think I have my number, but it's not queerbaiting. So, okay, I got my
number. For what, authenticity?
Yeah.
Oh, this is only on the scale of
queerbaiting should be like 3. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think 1 is like not gay.
Not gay at all. Queerbaiting is like a good four or five.
Let's put queerbait at 5.
Okay, queerbait at 5.
Okay. I have a number.
I have a number as well.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We're on
3.5.
We haven't fully disagreed yet.
Yeah. There hasn't been like, and I don't think we will.
I think it's, well, there's it one depends. Group that you know more than I do.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Next one is EpiPen.
An hypen?
Can we actually make that a thing? Can we refer to them as EpiPen from now on?
Okay, EpiPen.
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 Because they are down in the
Ben H. Pineapple. Concept. EpiPen.
Okay, I got it.
1, 2, 3, 2.5.
Okay, I'll stick with 3. Three for concept.
Fandom?
But why?
The 3?
Bondage. Mine is the bondage of it all. Like, they always have some like gay bondage of it all.
I think just to make the song Fever, you just gotta be like a little bit gay. Yeah.
Because gay is a sickness.
And their concept to me is like schoolboy, hard,
angsty.
And I'm like, if you're trying to ride with that, I think you're just like a little, you're pretty gay.
True.
You're at the 3.
Like, you can't be that angsty and have that many thoughts and be a straight man.
Yeah, there's only so much angst that you can have before you're like, oh my God, I'm so frustrated. Oh my God, I need to kiss boys. Yeah, see?
True.
Okay.
Okay, fandom. I got my number easily.
I have mine too. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 2. And hypen not gay, except the for the person boys standing
are
in the room.
Gay, but the girls are never gay.
The girls are never gay, and they're scary. They're scary and they're weird, and I'm gonna stand on business when I say that. Like, it's y'all are scary.
Their aesthetic is like the frat boys of K-pop in a way, and I feel
it's
like the kind of like. For like, the fanboy, it's a little bit like, oh, I want them because they're trade. But like the girls are like, no, I just want the frat boy to like rail me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the Enhypen girls to me are like quiet. The girls who are touch deprived, but they like
need it.
Mm, yeah.
Like they're going to rock.
Yeah. Their world. Oh my God. That orange album, specifically
Manifesto.
Manifesto. Why are you manifesting a big, strong, hunky man? Your bias is fucking an iPad.
Okay.
Your bias is Sanu.
Speaking
of. Which a great leeway into.
fruity to trade member ratio. I'm going to have to say that, Sanu does to me make up more than just one gay member.
I was going to say that too. He kind of is giving like.
Lady Gaga in a pool of like football players.
Lady Gaga at the Knicks game. Lady Gaga seen at the Knicks game.
It's like seeing Lady Gaga courtside at the Knicks game. It's like, what is she doing?
What's she doing?
What the fuck does Gaga know about gays? What the fuck does Gaga know about strange?
What the fuck does Gaga know about Polaroids?
I have mine. Yeah, I have mine.
Fruity to trade member ratio. Okay,
3.
I have mine too.
2, 1, 4. 5. You think they're the same as BTS? I think there's way more straightness in Enhypen than BTS.
Really?
Yeah. I think BTS has a queerness to them. I don't know. I don't know.
I think so too. And I think that plays into their authenticity. But Enhypen, I think they're still trying to figure out who they are because they're so young.
Are you saying that because Sunwoo's so insanely strong in the fruity category? Let's compromise at 4.5.
I think to counter that, there is a lot of straight energy in Enhypen. And from their fandom too.
Okay, let's compromise at 4.5.
Let's do 4.5.
Let's do it. This is like serious work.
I know. I'm like, I'm really thinking about this.
Okay.
Authenticity. 1 is the most straight. 10 is the most gay.
Yeah.
And then what? Four or five?
Four or five is queer.
Five is queer bait.
Okay. Three point five.
Oh, I was gonna say five.
Want to do four?
Yeah, let's do four. Let's what do did four. You say?
3.5. Because I don't think they queer bait. I think they like do things that are like they'll like touch on each other, but it's not like the queer bait that we normally see. You know what I'm saying?
I see like some of their clips sometimes and I'm like,
like it's to me they fan service a lot. But oh, I don't necessarily think they like they're like, look what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
queer
yeah.
bait.
I don't know. That clip, the first thing I thought of was the clip of Jake Puppy. In my mind, I was like, that was so authentically like he thought that this was gonna eat, but it just came off weird. So I'm like, I don't necessarily think that's queer bait, but I feel like gay people would do that.
I think like, for example, like Jake doing that became queer art, but like because, but he like had no idea that Jake does not know what queer art is.
Yeah, right.
You know,
so that was just authentically him.
He just accidentally became queer art.
Okay, cute.
I feel like that's like four energy.
That is four energy.
Thank you, EpiPen.
Next up on the podium is... bitch.
Okay, audio listeners, the next group is
10 next.
The next group is X-Love. Concept 3, 2, 1, 5.
Okay, fandom.
So I'm gonna say 4.9. I'm kidding. 4.5, maybe 4.5.
I'm gonna say four.
Okay,
I feel like a lot of the X-Love fans that I see like
are ally as fuck.
Yeah, they're like, yes queen.
Yeah. Work, mother.
Hi, yay. It's like that. Yeah. It's like that. Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
Fruity to trade member rate.
Okay, let's do this.
Wow.
3, 2, 1, 9.5.
We'll say 9. Yeah, let's do 9. Let's go. Oh my God. The member, most second left.
Okay. What? So pale.
I just think 0.5 above PXD is like kind of crazy.
Like, wait, no, it should be more.
Wait. Well, what did we give TXT?
8.5.
So we should give 9.5.
9.5. Yeah, we can't. Should we even be like 9.75? Like 9.75 feels more right than 9.5 in my
Okay,
brain.
Let's run with it.
Okay.
I love the 7.5 there. Authenticity.
Oh, this one's.
I got my answer.
I have my answer too.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 9. 9.5. The next one is P1 Harmony. The concept
of P1 Harmony, I think it originated as something that was supposed to be trade group AF, but then it slowly evolved as one of them. Safe space. I had a dream I was making out with Keo. Let's move on.
They started out to be a trade group, but then they've evolved into...
Like, their humor is not straight.
Their humor is not straight. And I'm gonna...
I'm gonna have to count that into the concept here.
Okay. No, I think that's great. I think their concept is so.
Go fast now, work. Now, moment. I'm pulling on to this show no matter what.
What is that one song that's like.
And I know he did it wrong, and we're not all bad.
Shut up. I love that song. Okay, concept 1, 2, 3, 3.5.
Okay. I agree.
3.5.
Fandom? Okay, I got it.
Do I have it?
I have it. 2, 3. And you know fucking ball, bitch.
Okay!
Fruity! Fruity to trade member ratio! Shit! The trade on that team is crazy. Team? Okay, I got it.
Okay, I think I got it too.
2, 1, 4.
5. Let's go with 4.
Four.
Authenticity, I think they're just themselves like all the fucking time.
He has a gym and bias.
Okay, 10.
He has a gym and bias, and then he had a fan account for Taeyong. Let's be so for real, bitch. That's twin as fuck. And I'm straight. So authenticity.
Okay,
is...
1.
Okay.
Okay, authenticity.
Okay, I got it.
1, 2, 3, 6. 8. What? Okay.
No. I thought I was actually being safe. Oh, let's say 7.
Okay, 7.
7.
Stray Kids. This is just going to be as easy as X-Love. All right, concept.
Concept?
The concept of... Wait, I need to look at
no,
the...
No, wait, wait, think about wait, the concept of Stray Kids, girl. I need to look girl. At
the breakdown again.
Three, two, one, three. Three.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's three. The concept of them, on like... paper. As a... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, in person, though... Oh my god, in person?
Oh my god, we saw them at Govball, guys. What did you think? That was your first time seeing Stray Kids.
I thought they were great.
They're wonderful.
I thought they had really good stage presence.
Energy. Yep.
Yeah.
Fandom. Five.
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 It's just five. Gay. All of them are gay, and I met all of them at Govball.
Yeah. Gay kids. Straight kids. Gay kids, forever.
Gay kids. Gay kids.
Stay gay. Stay.
I knew you were staying gay when you were watching Stray Kids at the gay ball.
F slur. Okay, F to T member ratio. Fuck, I need to actually look them up.
Yeah, yeah, look them up.
Okay, here we go. This is like a great picture.
Wow, Felix looks great.
Okay, I'm counting. I'm counting. I have my number out of all of them, but I think in the 1-10 ratio, I'm gonna have to say, okay, I got my number.
I think I have my number too.
Okay,
one, two, three, five.
There's a bit of a gap there.
There is a bit of a gap. I think a lot of them are straight. But the members that I'm thinking about, I think exude a lot of gay energy.
There's one that exudes immaculate amounts of gay energy.
Yeah.
There's the other one that exudes a lot of like bi-curious energy.
Yes.
Okay.
I also think there is another one that exudes bi energy. Our producer is nodding. Well, you said three. I said five. I think we can compromise and say four.
One member did a collab with Troye Sivan. That's at least like...
like that's making up 3 points of the four. And also
in that remix is Pink Panther. It's like, let's just...
Makes up 3.5 points of the 4 points that we awarded them.
That itself is a pride float. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's enough points to get you into the pride parade.
Yeah. Okay, authenticity. Oh... Three, two, one, six.
Four.
Five.
Period. Yeah.
Okay, bye, gay kids. Next one.
This one is a little difficult last for three, me. By the way. Okay.
Concept.
I have my answer.
Me too.
1.5. Let's do 1.5. I was being generous with two.
Fandom. Three, two, you thinking what I'm thinking? Are you about the same person I'm thinking? Okay, three, two, one, two. 1.5, girl. I'll put 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5. I'm saying 1.5, or we're saying 1.5 because I think a lot of them are straight, but a lot of you are into bondage.
What does that have to do with gay?
I think a lot of gay people enjoy bondage, no?
Wait, then straight people run to bondage, y'all. It's a kind
of... Is that a thing?
Let's look at this group.
Whoa, I just kind of realized I don't really
know. That guy looks like Jungkook. Okay.
Whoa, from this angle, he totally does. Come on.
Okay, I have to say...
I can see at least, like, three or four people being gay here.
Okay, I have my number here. Three, two, one,
three.
Four.
3.5?
I think the ship in this, like Son and Mingi.
Oh! Is that the ship?
Who's the ship? There's a ship in this that I truly actually believe is real.
Go back to the picture, because I can point out the ship. Oh, yeah, yeah. Click on that one hugging each other. Wait, the one kissing each other? Pause.
Okay, let's actually bump this up to 5. Wouldn't you agree? No. There's still trade, though. Four. Yeah. Let's do four.
Okay. Let's do four.
You think they're the same as Stray Kids? I don't think Stray Kids be kissing each other, though. Let's do 5.
No, but that depends on the gayness that each member exudes, no? So, like, the ship...
You're right to kiss each other, but then there's Troye Sivan collab Pink Panthers. Yeah. It makes fucking sense.
Yeah. So, I think that they can both...
Think stupid.
I think that they can both be four, but in their own different way. Yeah.
Yes. Four.
Authenticity.
Okay, I got it. Three, one, two, one, five.
Bow.
I think this might be the straightest group that's on here, but we'll keep going.
Girl, we had X Love. What do you mean?
Next one. This is where I think we're going to
differ. Whoa.
Because I need to know your thoughts.
This is crazy. What the fuck? This is crazy.
Okay, audio listeners, this is GOT7.
This is my home country. Okay. This is my original zip code. This is the zip code that I was born in.
Okay, okay, okay. I see.
Concept.
I'm just shooting in thin air right now.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
3.
Okay.
I'm going to say 3.
It's a little gay.
It's a little gay just because they have this song called Teenager, and I think that song could only be written by gay people. Okay,
I respect it. 3 it is.
Okay, 3.
You think it's a 3, not a 2.5? It's like leaning gay more than straight. It's not equal.
Because
equal would be 2.5.
Ooh, let's do 2.5, okay. Because I think there's a lot of like, I think they do lots of like more straight concepts.
I mean, just from what you've shown me.
And their energy is like a little bit straight.
I told you to stand by me. It's very, it's very straight.
Okay, the fandom. Oh my God, lost art, genuinely. Like, where are they at?
I have no idea.
Where the fuck are they at?
Wait, actually, let me think about my friends who are. Okay, I got it. 3, 2, 1, 3.
Period. Yeah, I think in when I was on Twitter, a lot of lesbians were GOT7 stands.
It's so. Like right in the smack dab middle.
I see you. I see you guys.
Okay, fruity to trade member ratio.
Bitch, like, be fucking for real, bitch.
Okay, okay.
I have my number.
I'm gonna shoot a random number in the dark. Let me just look at the numbers.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I think I got my...
I have my number.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, 3. 6. Oh.
Whoa!
No, you're right. You're gonna be right.
What, 6? Really?
But it's just the picture,
why.
Dude. It's just the picture. Half of them have fuck me eyes.
Because the angle, the camera is Actually, let's go with four. Okay, it's not necessarily 4. The middle, but I can see where that is coming from.
Authenticity. Oh, girl. Okay, I got mine.
Authenticity. I think that they are themselves.
Okay, I got 3, 2, 1, 6, 4. Okay.
6 because Markson was pushed so hard on me. Wait.
In your dreams, girl.
Not the challengers.
Next group is Need Cop Today.
I used to be really into NCT.
Okay, but then so you have a little bit. And but I've then seen I them now off, twice for some fucking reason.
Oh my God, wait, me too.
Yeah.
But we've seen NCT 127.
Yes.
But NCT, I fell off pretty early, so.
But you have to also include Wavy in this. Hendry?
Is this the current, like, after Mark has left, after 10 has left?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's just keep it all as an entire picture. All right,
picture. NCT as an NCN, as an entity.
Yeah. Hey! Who's N? Why are your titties out?
All right.
Okay, concept. Let's
do the concept.
3, 2, 1, 3. 2.5.
I don't know. Okay. Oh, wait, we're including Wavy. 2.5.
Fandom. 3, 2, 1, 5. 2.
What?
I think we also... I have a bad sample because it's LA. LA, all y'all gay nowadays.
Oh, I met a lot of NCT Texas girls.
Which makes it straight. So let's do it in the middle. What did you say? Okay.
What did you say? I said 2.
Oh, girl.
You said 5?
I said 5. Let's do 3.5.
3.5. Maybe a 7.5.
Motherfucker,
even?
The F to T member ratio. Oh my God, I gotta whip out this fucking glossary. Okay, I counted 8 potential gayness. And that's just totally based off of vibes.
I'm gonna think about each subunit and then I just think number. That there's so many people. Okay. I have my number.
3, 2, 1, 4.
6.5.
Let's do 6. 7! Authenticity. Do they queerbait on that team? Is this Olympic team queerbait?
I don't think so.
Oh, they're
what?
Just gay.
Wait.
To the no, like the ones that we think are gay, like it's not like.
Okay, then in that case.
Yeah, I think the gay members are like, oh yeah, you're gay. Like, duh.
You're gay.
I don't think you question it.
You're gay. You're gay disappointed? You're gay?
You're gay excited? You're gay!
You're gay derogatory?
You're gay.
You're
gay. You're gay flirty.
You're gay flirty?
You're gay?
You're gay, Jennifer Coolidge?
You're gay.
You're fucking gay.
Oh my god, you're fucking
you're gay. You're gay, Toad.
You're gay! You're gay!
You're gay?
Oh boy, you're gay.
That's so good. That's so good.
Okay, Arthur. This-
yeah, fuck.
Authen.
Okay, I'm gonna say six.
We didn't even count.
Sorry, 3, 2, 1.
Six.
Six?
Six? Yeah, let's
did
see
we
six.
Finish?
What? Is that the last?
I think so.
Yeah! Yay!
Okay, what was... Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's...
From bottom to top, from least gay to most gay, what were our final scores?
The results are in.
And in the award for the least gay group out of our sample is...
80.
Makes sense.
With a...
12 rating.
Out of...
30.
Wow, 12.
80s, do better.
That's less than half. Oh, my God.
80s not trending this month. Okay.
80s, be gay.
Uh oh.
Straight group. BTS. With a score of 12.25.
Whoa! OMG.
Shit.
But I think that's kind of correct.
I think BTS is gayer than NCT, but I don't know NCT. Okay.
But that's considering how many fucking members NCT
Shit.
Has. Because NCT can make like.
Okay.
5 BTS groups. Like, there's a lot of those bitches.
Okay, okay.
Next up, we have with a 13.5 in hyphen.
Oh my god.
Go big or go home.
I'm feeling lucky.
Okay, and
insert the gif of Jake
BTS
doing the puppy.
BTS is not straighter than in hyphen.
They are not. They are not 10,000%.
Switch
10,000%. 10,000%.
Okay. Next with a score of 15.5.
Okay.
Point difference. We have GOT7.
What? Wait, BTS is gayer than GOT7.
Shit.
Whoa! But Markson is very alive, so I can see it being BTS, GOT7, and Hypen.
And Hypen's so straight. They should have been like, okay, go keep going.
With a score of 17, we have Stray Kids.
Okay, I'm there. I don't know who's next, though.
You have to give us a little drum roll for the. Tell us when you're gonna say the last one. Okay.
Okay.
With a score of 17.5,
okay,
P1 Harmony.
Oh, okay.
P1 Harmony is gayer than Stray Kids.
They are.
Okay.
With a score, well, we got some slight differences.
Oh my god!
With a score of 18, 17.
Wow.
17
wow.
Gayer
no
than P1 Harmony.
No one has breached the 20s
I agree,
yet.
I agree.
No one has breached the 20s.
We have our final three.
Okay.
Okay.
This Pride Month, only stream these three groups.
In third place.
Of 18.25.
Okay,
NCT. It was, these sure. all are
what,
0.5 different. No, 0.75 difference from P1 Harmony.
We need a recount. We need a fucking recount.
Close the polls.
Close the polls.
Okay,
lock it up.
Wait, who did we say for
a
second?
Score of 24.25. Big leap there.
Okay.
TXT.
Oh. All right.
Well, shit. I mean, that's like, okay.
24.5.
Like, literally, like... Chaos chapter album equal rainbow flag. There really is no difference.
When I said, like, I'll stand on business, they were born and raised in Pixie Hollow. Like, those bitches are fairies. Like,
twink X together.
In first place, to nobody's surprise.
With a score of
28.25. We have.
Rain on me, rain on.
Yeah, I got that rain. Somebody needs to remix it.
Okay, guys, well, you know,
We hope that this video was something that you could share with people who don't understand K-pop lore. And,
oh my god.
You'd be like, oh wait, well, if you don't get like the gay groups, like I have this like really educational video.
Yeah, I have this like video essay about some gay K-pop, and they're gonna be met with our smiling, endearing faces.
Because what we do for you guys is take the workload off your shoulders.
Yeah, this is community.
Why
this
explain community. This to your fucking stupid chud friend when you could have us explain this to your stupid chud friend? Save yourself the time this Pride Month and just refer this video to them. The 30 minutes that you guys would have used to explain to them, you could use maybe sitting on it or maybe going to a Pride parade.
Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
donating.
Yeah, donating
to the Trevor Project. To the. I need that right now. Hand it. I have two.
Can I have the other one? Can I have the other one?
And with that being said, guys, and then you're going to continue.
We live stream.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Asian Glow Podcast. Can I actually have the fruit snacks? I just want to hold it up because it says fruit.
Honestly, we hope you guys have an amazing, amazing Pride Month. And get tested, you freaky assholes.
Get tested. Everyone be safe out there at a Pride parade. Take your prep. Make sure your location is on.
And take those fiber gummies today.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you're gay, literally, no jokes aside, happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month. We love you guys so
loud
much.
Loud and proud, girl. Yeah, guys, actually, I ran into one of you at the Brooklyn Pride, which was like the best thing ever. I was like, oh my
cute.
God, I was there to pick up a rainbow stress ball. We'll see you guys in the next episode. If you want the extended version of this episode, it'll be on audio.
I live stream Wednesday and Thursday, guys.
Yes. And we will catch you guys next time. We'll say bye. Like, and only do it in our respective language. Isa, dalawa, tatlo. Ing.
Ing. Na, 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 na.
Rain on me.
How did she lose her chicken? Guess I needed a home. But if I'm not
I'll trade you my butter.